Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair County, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Youth Coordinator, Carolyn Savage. All right, Carolyn. So for Adair County Extension, what are some events that you've got going on in March?
Sure. One of our big spotlights that we are working on is Extension is working with the Nottoway Valley Elementary School as well as Orient Maxburg Community School. And we are providing some STEM and art kits for all Nottoway Valley K through 5th grade and Orient Maxburg K through 6 students to take home. It'll provide some educational activities, some art projects, coloring sheets, worksheets, coloring items, that type of thing for them to work on over spring break, give them some educational activities to do. There's going to be items such as creating their own puzzles, decorating bookmarks, paper airplane science. So sending home some foam airplane kits, some flower bombs, letting them plant some flowers, that type of thing. And that will be tying into an event we will be hosting in April. We're going to be sending home some rocket kits for Nottoway Valley Elementary for all K through 5th, and then hosting a launch party, a launch day, and letting the kids launch rockets that they make. So that'll be after the Easter holiday. Some other things, we have March 1st, we will have Clover Kids in Orient at the library. That's for all K through 3, signed up Clover Kid members. It'll be from 1:30 to 3:30 in Orient. And on Saturday, March 4th, we will have it in Greenfield at the chamber office down there at the City Hall, and that'll be from 10:30 to 11, again, for K through 3 Clover Kids. In our office, we have our bucket, bottle calf, and lamb tags available. Along with these, there is a coupon for one bag of milk replacer sponsored by the Adair County Farm Bureau. So if you have a bucket bottle calf or bucket bottle lamb, you can come get your tags and pick up your voucher for that milk replacer thanks to the Farm Bureau. We have our SOFA group is working on collecting sponsorships and planning their next trip. That's our Speak Out for Ag group of high school, junior high and high school students. So completed 8th grade through 12th. They go on an educational agricultural trip over the summer. It'll be a 2 or 3 day trip, planning it towards Kansas, visiting Kansas State and several other places along the way, and learning about different agricultural job opportunities and different markets that are out there. So very excited about that. We're working hard on collecting some donations and getting that trip underway. We are also collecting sponsorships for trophies and banners for the youth of Adair County. That'll be for the Adair County Fair, for market reserve champion, grand champion, market animals, as well as breeding for all species and our static exhibits. So if you're interested in helping out, contact the Extension office or reach out to myself through email or phone, and I would be happy to answer any questions. As always, you can check our newsletter, our website, Facebook. We try to post any events, activities that are going on, and you can follow that for any club events that are happening in the community as well.
All right. And kind of going back to the STEM kits, what kind of brought about the idea to do those?
Yep. So just trying to provide just more opportunity for children, especially over the holidays where they may be home or, you know, they're not in school, not doing that thing, just providing a little something extra for them to do and to take home. It's our way of giving back and to the community. And of course, working with the youth is what we're here for, and working with the school and getting that partnership going and staying strong with them.
All right, and then for those who may not know or may have forgotten, what are the Clover Kids?
Yep, so Clover Kids are for kindergarten through third grade. You do need to enroll through the Extension office to do that, but it is an opportunity for members that are too young to participate at County Fair. So you have to be in fourth grade to be a 4-H member and, you know, do a static exhibit or show animals at the fair. So K through 3 Clover Kids allows those younger members to still be involved. We do fun educational activities once a month. We meet, we, you know, pass things we've learned about, you know, popcorn and how it pops and different types of corn. And we do life cycles of animals, learn about hibernation, seasons. So we try to tie in agriculture as well as just those educational program plans for those younger members and it gets them involved.
All right. And what can people do to go ahead and get their kids signed up for that?
Yep. You can give us a call at the Extension office and we would be happy to get you the correct paperwork. You can email me, csavage@iastate.edu, and we can get the forms emailed over to you. It's a $15 enrollment fee as well as a medical release form that would need to be signed in order to sign up for that.
And why does Farm Bureau kind of help with getting milk replacer for bucket and bottle calves or lambs?
I am new to this position. As far as I know, it's their way of giving back and providing to the members to help them out with raising these bucket bottle animals.
All right. And these bucket and bottle animals are just something that 4-H members or maybe the Clover kids get to show off when they have events that they go to, correct?
Right. They show them at county fair. So it would be fourth grade and up. So it'd be actual 4-H members. And they're just animals anywhere from, 3 to 6 months old or so that are too young to be shown as a market steer, but they're a young steer calf or heifer that would come in and they are on milk replacer. So they're on a bucket or a bottle at that point. And then they have the opportunity to bring them back the following year to show them as well as a returning bucket bottle calf.
And then you had mentioned the ag education trip, most likely go down into Kansas.
So far.
What kind of different things are you looking to have included with the trip?
Yep. So our committee has been contacting potential stops for that trip. We are looking at Kansas State. We always do a trip to a university or a school and do a tour there. They do have a flour mill we're looking at, hopefully stopping in at. So one stop that somebody is reaching out to is the Wrigley Mars Chocolate Factory is one that we would do. So we always try to do a manufacturing. We always try to do a educational, something with livestock. There's a dairy and a big Angus ranch that we're looking at stopping by. One is Hessen Agco. So they manufacture combines and farm equipment. So we're looking at making a stop there. Possibly a zoo and getting some community service hours in, stopping in, doing some sort of community service project that way.
So overall, again, an educational trip, but several fun stops also included along the way.
Correct, yeah. And it's just getting the youth to realize there's more out there than just what you think of as far as ag careers. And that's why we try to do the livestock, the manufacturing. We look at the educational side because we do have quite a few high school, mostly high school students. Some of them are younger, but it gets them thinking of different schools they may want to go to, but also opens their mind at different opportunities that they have to work towards when they do finish school. And always try to do something fun. I know last year they went to Blue Bunny and got ice cream. They've done a spam plant before, so there's always some sort of stop, too, that is kind of more of a fun one.
All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.